I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, the holidays are often thought of as the season for giving. That's the mission behind the annual Cape Cod Christmas Cavalcade to benefit the homeless.
This is the 16th year for the Cavalcade, and it brings together performers of different types from around the Cape to create a show that sends 100% of the proceeds to the Housing Assistance Corps and the homeless programs that they have there. This year's show starts at 7 o'clock on Sunday at Ocean Edge in Brewster, and organizers are hoping they can keep it to 4 hours or so. They say so many people want to be involved, and last year's show actually lasted 5 hours, so they're trying to trim it down a little bit this year. The show is done in two sets and includes bands, solo musicians, storytellers, and performance artists. Everybody does a couple of numbers, and when we interviewed the organizers, they said they had about 24 artists so far. And in a similar spirit, Saturday night is the second night of Yule for Fuel, which is also local performers coming together, this time for a show at Wellfleet Harbor Actors Theater, and they're raising money for the Lower Cape Outreach's Fuel Assistance Program.
Now, there were many holiday strolls last weekend, but there are at least three others happening this weekend.
Yes, not quite as many as last weekend. This time there's Chatham's Christmas by the Sea Stroll, and that kicks off at 5:45 p.m. on Friday with caroling and a light parade at Kate Gould Park on Main Street, and that's followed by a tree lighting there. They've got events over the weekend that include open shops, breakfast with Santa, a pancakes and pajamas benefit concert by the Chatham Band at 8:30 a.m. on Saturday, and a Grub with the Grinch holiday breakfast from 9 to 11 a.m. Saturday at the Atwood Museum. Then in West Dennis, the stroll is going to take place from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, with a lot of different events happening along Main Street, which is Route 28, plus they've got open houses at museums there. Then the Yarmouthport Christmas Stroll is happening from 1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, and they've got more than 25 participating businesses along Route 6A, and they've got activities that will include magic shows by Archer Magic Productions, trolley rides, crafts, face painting, a brass band, a balloon artist, a juggler, music at different locations, food offerings, and photos with Santa.
Kituat Center for the Arts is offering all types of holiday music this week, with four very different types of concerts scheduled between Saturday and next Thursday.
That run starts at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon with Season's Gifts, a holiday concert featuring 80 Cape Cod Can performers presenting songs to celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah. At 7 o'clock on Sunday, it's a Charlie Brown Christmas live concert, and that features the Vince Guaraldi soundtrack to the 1965 TV special, and that's being played by Malcolm Granger on piano, Rich Hill on bass, Michael Dunford on percussion, and they're performing with Cape Conservatory's youth choir. The Kituat Center's in-house a cappella group is going to present a festive evening with Center Tonics, with arrangements of seasonal classics and contemporary music for voice only. That's at 7:30 next Tuesday, December 17th. And then looking ahead to next Thursday, December 19th, it's going to be the Sons of Serendip Christmas show. That's happening at 7:30, and that features the Boston-based quartet that reached fourth place on NBC's America's Got Talent program, and they'll be giving their own interpretations of popular music and Christmas songs.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.